Yo, what's good, you cowards? It's Victory Light, you know what I'm saying? Today, we got Katie Nolan in the house. Boston icon, sports icon, Emmy Award winner. You dig? And we are going to talk about, obviously, New York versus Boston because the Knicks are playing the Celtics. We also talk about sports media as a whole and how it's changed. You know what I mean? Also, which athlete belongs to which city? We argue over that. And the first, maybe only, Caucasian conspiracy theory ever on Victory Life. Stay tuned, you don't want to miss this joint because she got a banger. Okay?
A Victory Life. Victory Light.
It's your boy, Kim Merrill, goddamn it, the human durag. We are here. When you see the giant goblets, you know where we at. You know what I'm saying? And today, we have a very special occasion, you know. We have the mayor, the monarch, the queen.
Okay.
Of Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Katie Nolan herself is in the building. Katie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Gang, gang, gang. Nice to see you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you
for
coming.
Good to see you. I'm always, I did not know we were going to be shooting in the Dallas barbecue.
Mm. Yo, y'all hear the dishes in the background, man? Mm. That is hitting right now. Mm. It is early, but we're getting
late. It's too early for this. I will say it is far too early for this.
But we're getting lit.
I can't feel my tongue.
It's fine.
But who needs it?
You don't need it. We just want to, it's just, when we are talking, we don't need to use our tongues.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We just be like, yeah, all right. Let me ask you a question, okay?
How about them Knicks?
Well, I had the Knicks. So listen, I'm gonna get right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Boston, New York, you know.
Yeah, I wore the colors. This is as much as I'm comfortable. Oh no, I had to walk here from where I live.
Yes.
And so I wasn't fully. But I wore green.
Right, you did.
To represent my Celtics.
That was something that I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
Because there's a certain element of danger that's associated with being a Boston sports fan in New York.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But it's also vice versa.
Yes, 100%.
So do you feel safer as a Boston fan in New York? Or does a New York fan feel safer in Boston? You being on both sides of that equation. Being a Bostonian, witnessing New Yorkers, being like, yo, fuck me.
Let me give my most honest answer. I would say in Boston, the odds of somebody saying something to you are higher. The percentage of people who will say something are higher. But the, I think, amount of danger you'll really get in, like the ceiling is higher in New York. Of like somebody could really like
knock
hurt
you out.
Me here. That's my read on it. Obviously biased. Obviously not neutral.
I think I agree with you.
It also depends on which rivalry
that's
you're repping.
True.
Like, I will loudly wear Red Sox stuff here. Because, like, what are you going to yell? It's baseball.
Right.
It's a long season. We are not in the thick of it. I'm walking around.
Still.
It's like, you can't really be that mad. And I, like, they're, like, formative to my identity. If I can't wear Red Sox stuff, I'm, like, without a hat. It's all of my stuff has Red Sox on it. And Bruins stuff because nobody cares about hockey and no one's going to say shit to me.
Do you know what's so crazy? I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing. So then, as not being, like, super hockey guy, when I became hockey guy, I formed an allegiance to the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that was my first live
hockey game. Sorry about this year.
You know, we'll be right back.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Part of the jackpot.
You're injured.
Yeah.
You're hurt.
We're very hurt.
That's
We're down a lot of men.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Sounded crazy. No, don't isolate that.
Clip that and just post that to my social media. Would be great. Thank you very much.
So yeah, it's been rough. You know what I'm saying? But right now, it's not rough because the Knicks are up. But I feel like a day game playoff basketball game.
It was weird.
Very.
The vibes were off.
Off.
Yeah, it was weird also because they insist on showing that, like, Knicks fan outside thing. And for a day game, it just it kept reminding you that it's the day. Keep the shot inside of MSG so that I can forget that it's a gorgeous day outside and I should not be sitting here watching basketball.
I should be outside playing basketball.
It was weird. I don't mind it during the day in the sense of, like, sometimes this time of year, there's so much sports to watch that I'm like, can somebody put one of these games on in the afternoon? But then when they did, I was like, oh, this isn't right.
I don't like this.
I don't like this. But we did win, so maybe I do like it.
Maybe you change your mind. But I agree with you. I don't like day games unless they're baseball. Baseball day games.
Baseball rules.
That's the best.
Day baseball's perfect.
Like, yo, let's get ripped.
Every yeah.
It's like it's socially accepted.
Yes. You're outside, know what I mean? But you don't have to like pretend to read a book.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're pretending to read something, it's like, you know, the back of like, you know, your peanut bag or some shit.
You have
shit.
To know what's in there.
A lot of sodium. That's what's in there.
So yeah, I think the Celtics are gonna win.
A lot of people are saying that.
I know. Well, because it's like, how many threes can you miss in a series? Certainly not more than they've already missed.
They've missed a ton.
It's like they've been able to keep it close while also missing all of their shots. So as long as they start hitting them, now that's the tough part. That's where the basketball comes in. That's where I'm of no assistance because I can't play basketball to save my life.
But
I'm going to pop a shot.
Clapping.
And this
yo,
I can do.
Yeah.
Woo! This sometimes depends on how.
Hey.
Depends on if it helps or hurts. But
anything is anything goes.
Less, you know less this from me.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I can't play basketball.
I can wave a towel.
Yes.
I can lead the league in towel waving, high fives.
I have.
You know what I'm
at
saying?
At times, many seasons. Check the stats.
Oh man.
But yeah, I mean like. It's very frustrating to watch your team just not know how to do the thing it did all season that everybody was like, they're ruining the NBA because of all the threes. And then it's like, well, now I'm kind of agreeing because, like, hit them. What if you hit them?
Get a little mid-range in there?
The ball in the net somehow would be good for me.
Get to the rack?
Yeah.
You know? That's what I always tell my kids when I'm coaching them. Like, yo, get to the hoop.
Yeah.
High percent, I turn into Hubie Brown. Okay, what you have to do here is take a high percentage shot from inside the painted area. That's what you need to do, okay? All of the three-point shots, field goals that you're taking, you are not making them. You have to adjust your strategy and operate inside the painted area. All right? That's what the Knicks been doing. Jalen Brunson is phenomenal. That's why I have confidence. This is what I'll tell you.
Because of Jalen Brunson.
We have a closer.
Mm-hmm.
We have not had a closer since Carmelo Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
But Carmelo Anthony
dear
did
friend.
Not have... That's my guy. You know
dear
what I'm saying?
Friend.
But he didn't have the greatest supporting cast.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when you don't have a great supporting cast, like, this is a great supporting cast. Like, if I have to dish the rock off, I know Katie's going to get it and score.
Until about here.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like we might be missing my three.
Then we threw the ball out of bounds. But we haven't had a closer since Melo, and I think Jalen... is a special
he's got something.
He's got
this, like,
he's a dog.
You can't count him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's annoying to play against.
Right? With the little braids going everywhere.
You feel he's been doing a bit of embellishment this postseason?
Listen, it's 2025.
Yeah, okay.
Every guard in the NBA, every NBA player...
has to do a little...
is a foul merchant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's what they're doing out there. They're twerking for fouls. But that's part of the game now. Yeah. they dribble ball three steps into the paint, and then they turn into Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
But that is basketball right now.
God
and,
bless
you know,
her.
You gotta take advantage of the rules.
Is like, she the most beautiful woman on earth? Can we all just say?
She is.
If the aliens landed and they said, bring me your hottest.
Meg would be in there.
I think it's Meg.
Meg would definitely be in there.
And then it feels like you're holding back because you have your own answer.
No, I mean, when
you let see, the people know.
When my voice goes up like that, that means I'm about to lie.
No shit.
So, yeah, you know, like, nah, I don't have a different answer. I know it's definitely, you know what? I like to do things in groups. You know what I'm saying? So maybe
so like
definitely
a tier.
Top three.
We're doing a tier.
Yeah,
okay,
like top three.
She's
right.
S-tier.
S-tier.
Yes.
You know what I mean? For the aliens.
Yeah.
For sure.
Who else is in S-tier if we had to?
Me.
You don't have to. I'll say it so you don't have to. Me,
Katie,
obviously. It's Megan
Thee
Stallion, then right behind her, me, because I'm trying to
right
grab
there.
Her butt.
It's like Megan, Katie, you know what I mean? And then the third one is kind of like a toss-up.
Yeah. You weaseled your way out of answering this.
There's two. You know, you only need two. Everything that you think about is always a duo, right? Scotty and Mike, Sean Kemp, Gary Payton,
Katie Nolan,
Megan
Thee
Stallion. Katie Nolan, that's it. Two.
Everybody's been saying it this year.
Powerhouses.
Right.
You know who else is a powerhouse? It might be a third. Might be the third, but she's in a lot of trouble right now. She's in hot water. Jordan Hudson.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? I know you're very familiar.
This story is stressing me out.
It is. I know it is.
On its face.
I saved it for you.
On its face. 72-year-old Bill Belichick? I believe 72,
73.
73? Yeah, it's well, I guess
put
the good
some respect
news is,
on his age.
I guess the good news is every year they get older, they will still stay
the same.
They're
age
both
apart.
Gonna get old, so the gap won't get bigger.
Well, actually, for 2 months, we're only 28 years apart.
73-year-old Bill Belichick who has built a name on, like, Iron Curtain.
Gravitas.
Silence. We don't give you nothing. You're not going to know me. We're going to have no distractions. The fact that he now is just the complete opposite, dating a 24-year-old woman, thank
24.
You. Jordan Hudson, 24-year-old. And we're just supposed, now look, this is why this pisses, this is why this, like, has me a million thoughts about it. On the one hand, I'm not gonna shame you. Love who you love. The world is on fire.
That's right.
So wherever you find love, I'm happy for you.
Love is love.
I'm gonna need you to address it. I do need, if the love that you have is not in line with something you shoved down our throats for decades in building a historic legacy,
right.
If what you're doing now is completely at odds with that, as you're getting older, I need you to say something to the effect of, like, that's my baby girl.
That's right.
I love her.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't make sense. I know it's fucking weird.
I know you guys.
I love her and you can't stop love. I just want to see that from him.
No.
And not seeing it.
Stone Cold Ice Face.
And then during that CBS interview when they asked him about social media and you could tell he was like, what do you mean?
What is that?
That's when I go, okay, is he aware? Is he aware of the fact that she's posting a picture of him dressed as a fisherman when she's dressed as a mermaid on social media where we all can see it? Does he understand?
I don't think he does.
And that's why I'm like, what is this about? Because I see a lot of people being like, what are you, shaming them for their love?
Yeah.
And it's like, no. But are you saying it's not weird for people whose ages when you flip them are still an age gap? That's not normal.
It's not.
It's abnormal.
And you're right, like,
her father is between the two of them in age.
It's fucking crazy.
My dad should not be our midway point generationally.
No.
That's, which one of us is closer to my dad?
So, Jordan, everybody in the beginning was like, oh, wag. You know what I'm saying? We talked about wags before.
Yeah, wives and girlfriends.
Wives and girlfriends. Y'all know what that is.
Yeah.
Is she, does she count as a wag? Like.
Well, she's a girlfriend. He's not an athlete, so I guess technically you could say not.
No?
But she fits most of the criteria.
Right?
And she's talkaboutable, which is a number one criteria for wags. It's like, am I talking about you?
Right. Am I on page six?
And she's getting herself there. What's crazy to me, there's so many things that are crazy to me. Is that she is purporting herself to be some sort of like PR figure for him. And the number one lesson in PR, look, I've worked in sports for a long time and people love to tell me I didn't play the game, I'm not qualified. My degree is in public relations. So if there were one place I could speak on it, it's this. So allow me. The number one rule of PR is avoid being a story. And she has done the literal opposite. She has inserted herself into the story and then made that a bigger story. If she's doing a PR job, she's doing the world's worst PR job.
Listen, for her PR stands for Puerto Rican. All right, because Puerto Rican girlfriends, they like to get in the way, and they like to be messy. And I can say that because I've had a lot of Puerto Rican girlfriends in my dating history.
Oh, my God.
And they're all very messy, and their grandmother is 38 years old, and she says, wepa, a lot. So if she's a wag, the next step, is she the ultimate wag? Because, like you said, like, she's very involved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
she is third.
She's
she got
part
third
of
place.
Bill Belichick, Inc.
Third place, Miss Maine. I don't know if you saw
that's
this
right.
weekend.
She took an L, though. That's an L to me. Like, if you're
well, last year she
shorty.
Was second runner-up, so now she fell back. It's literally an L.
Oof. Oof.
So
Shadua Sanders of Maine beauty pageants.
She dropped.
That's crazy.
People were like, "What?
What does Cridget? Yo."
What's crazy is you could vote online for it.
Really?
And she didn't have a lot of votes, which I was like, you would think the reason it's possible the reason she was doing all this. And so people would know who she was, so people would vote for her in her Miss Maine pageant, and nobody did.
And then you, hold on.
I think the oversight was that you had to pay to vote.
Those are whack.
I know, a dollar a vote.
Let's,
in this economy?
Listen, if your award requires people to pay to vote, that shit is a scam.
It's a scam. You just want my mom to show me how much she loves me?
Right.
It's like it's a donation?
Come on.
Just ask for the donation from my family.
Start a GoFundMe,
fucking
bum. Like, an award
Golly.
Should be merit-based.
Yes.
Not how
I
many
should be
people.
Voting as many times as I want to. I should be able to game the system. How dare you?
God damn it. You know what I'm saying? So I guess she is. I mean, like, in my estimation.
She's a wag.
She's the WAG. She's like the Ultron of WAGs. You
know I don't see them breaking up.
Nah. She's locked in. Where is he going to go? You know? And also, I think she lost the beauty pageant because, let's be real, like, she's a WAG.
How real? Like, if we're real, I can tell you why she lost.
Bill Belichick doing a hype video for people to vote for you? I don't know.
He's not really a hype man.
He's not, you know what I'm saying?
He's more of like a eat your vegetables. Or at least I thought. That's the thing. It sounds creepy, but I have to say, I just need to see them kiss. I think I need to watch them tongue each other. Well, maybe. But I think I just need to like watch them like make out. I need to go like,
red carpet.
Fuck it. I need to go like, well, it's not for me, but I see.
I gotta look away.
At least I see that it's there. That they are like passionately, he's like, I just can't get enough.
I love her.
I know it's crazy, but I just can't get enough.
Look at me, I'm flushed.
I need to hear from her dad.
Yeah.
I need to hear from his adult children.
Yes.
These are the people I need. And then once I hear from that, I'm going to drop it. Like, I don't want to be fascinated by this. But I have people yelling at me like, who cares? They're in love. Let them just be.
No, there's too much mystery.
It's too different. It's too at odds with what you always were. You cannot switch it up. We owe it to Bill Belichick to go, you good? Because I'm not saying at all that this is elder abuse. If it were, this is what it would look like until you heard someone go, no, 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 I know them, I vouch for them. So far, the only people we've heard from that know him have basically been people in his circle that love the power that he has, and they go like, yeah, I don't like it, but what am I going to say?
It is what it is.
The concept of being a good friend is lost on people. As soon as someone gets famous or powerful, they're like, they talk about him behind their back, but they never go like, hey, people are questioning your legacy. Your legacy is on the line.
You won a bunch of Super Bowls.
You need to address this.
What are we
doing? She's very cute.
By the way.
You need to talk to them. Does she have any friends? Also, explain yourself.
Where are they? Where is anybody?
Bring them around.
Yeah, please. I want to see a group of, like him taking them all to like a Taylor Swift concert. Like, he's like the dad, you know what I mean? He got the
just
Twitter
taking
band.
Taking pictures of them.
Yeah.
He's got the bracelets on.
He's like, hey, doing a stupid selfie where his head is mad big and they're all in the background. You know what I'm saying? Uncle shit. Big uncle shit.
Yeah. I need to see it. I need to see it instead of the like, what do you mean? Is it weird? What do you mean? What do I mean? What do you mean? What do I mean?
Listen, if I showed up out of the clear blue sky with a 20-year-old girlfriend, people would be like, number one, where's your wife?
I would say something. Number one, what's going on?
I would expect a text from you being like, yo, bro.
I just feel like that's being lost in society. I really feel like we could have avoided a lot of the problems we're dealing with currently if the quote-unquote friends of importantly powerful people would go like, hey, what's up?
Yo,
is something up?
What's this?
What is this? And if they explain it to you, you go, hey, okay. And then you go out into the world and you go, well, he's my best friend, and I asked him about it, and he said X, Y, Z, so I trust him.
That's it.
But instead, everyone just goes like, yeah, crazy.
Crazy, right?
And
yeah, I know.
Doing great. And it's like, we're missing the confrontation.
Please, put everything. It's like bread, nothing bread. Like,
yes.
I want to see, is there turkey in there?
Let's put some stuff
banana
in
there. Banana peppers, what's going on in the middle of that sandwich? You know what I'm saying? I need to know. We all need to know.
We all need to know.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, Bill.
Everybody's got to just, we need to know what's going on.
As soon as I saw that shit, I was like, I immediately thought of Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah.
And the old oil guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then Harry, we're in love. And he was just like, yeah. If I got to tell you something, if I can give you advice straight to your face right now, Bill Belichick, William Belichick, it's this. Get snipped if you're not already, bro. Because you don't want a little baby Jordan. You don't want a Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Running around.
It's going to be younger than your grandkids.
It's crazy.
It would be younger than his grandchildren.
That's too Hollywood for me. That's too Hollywood for me. Jordan, we're going to keep an eye on the situation.
Yeah, we're all watching it.
Yeah.
We're all on it.
A victory light. A victory light.
Moving on to more important women. WNBA.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
There's a lot going on with the league.
Yep.
Paige Beckers, aka Paige Buckets, number one pick.
Sick. She's
Caitlin
so
Clark, second season.
Great.
No sophomore slump to be seen anywhere.
No, of course.
Out here cooking.
Right.
Starting to get expensive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
To go to the games?
Well, I mean, generally speaking, they got money.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, you've been in sports for a while.
Yeah.
When sports get cash infusions,
yeah.
I feel like that trickles down to the consumer.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
How does this affect everything? Like the league? Us as fans, you know what I mean? Like, how players move? Are we going to see more tunnel fits? You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like,
yes.
Ticket prices are definitely going to go up. That's for sure.
Yes, of course. Which was bound to happen, which is why I think we've all been saying for years, if you got a kid, take him to a WNBA game. It's a great environment.
Oh,
But yeah, of course, ticket sales are going to go up, so ticket prices are going to go up. Which is good. This is the hard thing about being a woman sports fan. This happened with, if you'll allow me an aside, this happened with international soccer. Mm-hmm. So, like, the U.S. women's team for a long time was just unstoppable, untouchable. We were the only country that was, like, really fucking bringing it. But because of that, we caused other countries to invest in their women's game. And then now this last World Cup was a nightmare for us. But you have to, as a women's sports fan, you have to go like, but it's better for the game overall.
Yeah.
In the end, we'll be glad that this had, but this growth period sucks. Because you're like, I used to be able to go for cheap. Yep. I used to be able to, and so the WNBA is in a growth period. And I think what we saw with the Caitlin Clark of it all was not only the, you know, where we are societally with like, race and arguing. I believe that was like a, it was perfectly made to make people, you know, clash. But I think old NBA fans were like, WNBA fans were like, this is, has always been here.
Yeah.
How dare you show up and act like it's good now? It's been good for a long time. And so it's like, that's one of those things. You just have to kind of clash it out, get through this period, and then we have a good league. So it's good. It's important. It's a necessary step. But it does suck. Things are going to get more expensive.
Now, you're right. It is going to get more expensive. It's going to suck. The league, majority speaking, is American.
Yeah.
Like the best players. Like I was in the.
That's interesting.
I was in the like the WNBA jersey wall in the NBA store, and it was Paige Bueckers, Caitlin Clark, Jewel Lloyd.
Angelise, I'm sure.
Of course. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like all. American born. You look at the NBA now.
Right.
The best guys, Jokic, Giannis.
Yeah.
SGA.
Yeah.
Not American. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, he's Canadian.
He's
right?
Canadian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like.
I always forget that.
Is that gonna make a difference for the growth of the league? You know what I'm saying? Do you think?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, and I'm not educated enough to give the best answer to this, but I'll give the answer that I know as a fan, is like the international programs were built on the backs of the American WNBA players. For a while, they were making so little in the league that they would spend their off seasons playing in another league overseas. And so I feel like maybe, from an educated standpoint, maybe that would make it less likely than it was in the NBA, but I think maybe it's like a little further delay. Like it might be coming up because like Unrivaled doing what they're doing to try to keep WNBA stars in the United States during their off season.
Fire, by the way.
Is great.
I love the
It's great. I love that it's run by the players. It's like player owned. They're like player first. They're like basically putting pressure on the WNBA. A couple of years ago, the WNBA players were still flying commercial. And like, if their flight got delayed, they missed their game.
That's
like,
crazy.
That's insane. And I feel like Unrivaled is being like, hey, we're not going to let you treat players this way. You have to treat them to a certain standard.
That's what people
and
hear.
Pay them a certain way. And so I think like that will help keep United States-born players out of foreign leagues, which then will force foreign leagues to try to build up their women's basketball, and then eventually we might get to the point where they have
We'll eventually see a Luka.
But I don't know, maybe somebody in another country is watching this right now, a young female basketball player, and she's like, I'm going to prove that lady in the Dallas barbecue who's half drunk wrong, and I'm coming to the WNBA, and I'm going to make it my bitch, and I love that. I'm all for that.
Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Uzbekistan, Slovenia.
Yeah,
you
know there's a lot of countries. Dominican I used to know the capitals to all of them, and they are fading from my brain.
Really?
Uzbekistan, I think, is Tashkent. If you asked somebody, I believe it's Tashkent.
Yo, I believe you, because I don't know any of them at all. You know what I'm saying?
It's like I really prided myself on learning them, and then the other day I just tried to test myself, and they're all gone.
I was also wondering if this is a tariff thing. Maybe it's a tariff thing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We can't import. Yeah.
Yes, it's too expensive. Too expensive.
Chinese women basketball
players.
No,
got to home grow.
You got to grow them
in. Yeah. We need to support our farmers. Our farmers are the people birthing future WNBA stars. Yeah.
There's future WNBA stars being born right now on a soybean farm in Wisconsin.
That's right. And we need to
Keep them here.
Invest.
You need to invest.
Keep them here.
America
no
first.
No pesticides.
America first. Yo, there's no pesticides in my point guards, okay? Sabrina's from Brazil.
Who?
Sabrina Ayanesco.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, I got put like, she's over there. She's not over there. She's
your friend is here?
She's in my mind.
Your friend Sabrina is here?
I'm gonna call her my friend, just as a flex, you know what I'm saying?
I do that with Sue Bird all the
all
time.
All the time?
All the time. I'm like, Sue Bird?
Yeah, that's my homie.
My friend Sue Bird. I literally call her the homie Sue Bird. Like, oh, that is my lady.
She's our mutual. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sue and Meg, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love them.
Big Pino.
I love them so much. Oh, she's what?
Romanian.
Romanian.
You said Brazilian.
Oh,
and
that's wow,
that's not
crazy.
Close.
Damn.
I'm here to tell you, not close.
Romania is not close to Brazil.
Not
today
even.
I learned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Romania is crazy.
Yeah.
Yo. Media people.
Yeah.
You're one, I
yeah,
am one.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we have spent time in different formats, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like digital
where's this
media?
Going? What is this?
Digital media.
Yeah.
You know, traditional
sure.
media.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Go
all
to
the quotes.
Studio.
Six
yeah.
quotes.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, traditional, in my estimation, traditional media is fucking cooked.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
It has to be.
And there's something happening.
I know.
Especially in sports media.
I know.
Where people like you and I, who, I mean, more so you, because you've been doing this. Garbage Time is one of my favorite moments.
It was the best.
Guesting on
we
something.
Fucking, we flipped water bottles. Remember yes. when that was a thing?
Remember?
Remember?
Flipping water bottles was a thing, and I also made you laugh so hard. And it was such a natural, good laugh.
You always make
and
me.
I felt very good about myself at that moment. But let me ask you this. When we were coming up,
yeah.
the olds
yeah.
in media, hey!
Shout out.
It wasn't normal for like a guy like Melo, a guy like Draymond. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Name them, because now everybody got
all one. Of them. Every single person has a podcast. I remember how big of a deal it was when Gilbert Arenas had a podcast. I remember people being like, whoa.
And now it's like, you know.
Everybody and their mother.
Yeah, no shots, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm out here. Listen, I got clips of Theo Pinson talking to Charlie Villanueva about things. You know what I'm saying?
Of
and
course.
I'm just like, hey, y'all, y'all. Shout out to y'all, but you know,
and get yours.
Get it, get to the bag.
But it's
secure
also like
bag.
You kind of got yours from the sport.
Hey, you know,
hey,
like,
if we were nitpicking, it'd be like you already got paid by the sport being involved in it.
Yeah, the fuck you money's already there.
And also, let me say to nobody specific, but talking is a skill.
Thank you.
Talking is a skill.
I'm gonna drink to that.
Now, everybody talks just like everybody eats, right? But, like, talking in a way that I remember very early in my career, getting thrown into the fire of TV, being taught about the economy of words, of, like, try to say something in as few words as possible without wasting time. And I think that media training for athletes is the opposite of that. Basically tells you say nothing and take a long time to
yes.
say it. And I feel like please don't take this as, no athlete should be in media.
No.
But you need to understand that the skill of the crossover, there are few who can master it, and I feel like we put way too much stock in the fact that they've played, and less stock in the ability to speak in a interesting, concise, and informative manner.
She is spitting.
Ugh, I drank too much. I'm being too honest on a podcast.
Listen, no, this is what this is for. This is an honest, safe space. You know
Sick.
What I mean? And
Sick.
If you say something that you don't want to say, we're going to erase it. And then people are going to wonder, what did she say there? And I'm not going to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the homie.
But, like, you get it. It's tough to compete with an athlete in sports.
Automatic.
But you're like, I bring something they don't, which is that I've talked and been entertaining.
Forever.
For years.
For years. With all types of different people.
Right.
Like politicians, actors, athletes.
Right.
People who are talking
your
to themselves on the street.
Your job is to be comfortable in all, yes.
That's it.
If you've ever done any man on the street content, you're very comfortable talking to people who want to talk on the street who you don't want to talk to.
You don't want to talk to. You know what I'm saying? Why are you trying to stab me with an ice cream cone?
It's just a skill. It's why it bugs me when people do man on the street content now on the internet. And they cast the people who walk up to them.
Because
I'll be watching and I go, that's a stand-up comic.
That's a plant.
I know that person. That's a lesser-known stand-up comic.
That's what
and you're talking to them as if they're just a lady on the street. And I know they're not.
Bullshit.
I know their manager. And I know they reached out to you.
That was a casting call for this.
It's phony.
You know, it's fucking crazy. So, yo, speaking on that, you know, like, like we were saying, all these athletes have all these podcasts now. It's a very different skill set to have.
Yeah.
Like you said, like their media training is a very different media training than the one that we got.
Yes.
Where it's just like you said, the economy of words. To me, it was always like, yo, whatever the fuck you do, gang, it has to be funny.
Yeah.
You have to be
funny. Funny first, energy first.
Yes.
Yes.
Funny first, energy first, make people, keep them. Have them be engaged. Because you're not engaging them because you're scoring 40 points.
Right.
You're engaging them because they fuck with you.
You're not bringing to the table much else, I believe is what I was told. You have to keep them engaged and interested.
Right.
And here's the other thing about athletes.
They have a built-in audience, I feel like.
They've also never really had a true fan experience, maybe as a child, but not in a long time have they had a true fan experience. And I feel like a lot of sports, especially gateway sports, bringing people in is the fan experience. And I feel like, and I'm kind of preaching to, but like this has been always my whole thing, is like I genuinely love watching sports. If I wasn't doing this, it's what I would be doing. In fact, the last 2 years or 3 years or whatever that I've kind of been away, I've been re-loving sports because working in sports for so long, I had to watch it a certain way.
Academically.
And as a woman, I had to get it right every time. Because women don't know sports and she's proof. And so the last few years, I've been like able to just watch what I want to. Because I don't have to talk about anything. And now, once I started the podcast, I'm like, I'm excited to like watch what I want and talk about it as a person who was just drawn into it by how cool it is.
Yes.
Instead of worrying about getting everything right. And I feel like, I don't know, I'm on a tangent now, but I just feel like I love athlete podcasts and I love athlete insights. Yeah. But I think that like the athletes who are really good at podcasts are getting lumped in with all the other athletes who have podcasts. And you're like, we should be celebrating the ones who like are really good or whatever at their sport, able to play at the professional level much better than me. But also like interesting, entertaining, curious, good at questions, good at conversation.
Listen, shout out to Gilbert Arenas, shout out to Melo, and shout out to Jeff Teague.
Yep.
Those three guys.
Yep.
I'll watch you talk shit all day. Because
remember when the bus left Jeff Teague at the arena?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to Jeff Teague. It's the first thing I think of every time. Like, they left without you? Yeah. I would be so mad.
Like,
you
fucking
left me?
What?
But now I'm thinking about it in my social life. And they'd be like, you were talking to that guy and we thought you were, like, I wasn't.
I wasn't
I was
at all.
Killing time till the Uber got here. You left?
Y'all abandoned me.
You abandoned me. What if something
dare you.
Happened to me?
Fuck, I'm Jeff Teague.
I'm Jeff Teague. Shout out Jeff Teague.
Shout out to Jeff, goddammit, Club 520. So you said it.
What?
And it's very true.
What?
Being a woman in sports, it's like, you gotta work harder to get less recognition, almost. You know what I'm saying? And if you fuck up.
That's the worst part, is if you fuck up, it's not your fuck up. It's women's fuck up. That is the most stressful part. Because it's like, look, if you think I'm a fuck up, fine. I've been in it long enough. I was forged in fire on the internet. I came up through YouTube and Twitter.
Ooh.
So like, I know what you think of me. And if you think I'm dumb, that's fine. I'm comfortable enough in myself to know I'm not stupid. I do stupid shit sometimes. I say stupid shit sometimes. I'm not stupid. But when it's like, this is why women shouldn't work in sports, that's a whole nother, I can't bear the weight of that. Like that, I learned that lesson hard when I fucked up and did baseball first season. It was just the amount of people that were like, this is why women shouldn't. And it was like, fuck, really? At me, just one person making a mistake is why women shouldn't be, is crazy. And
also,
it's really stressful.
Listen, watch me do baseball. You were good at it.
It was, I wish I could do it again. I mean, I never want to do it again.
Yo, MLB.
I never want to do it again. I wish I could do it again in the sense that I wish I cared less. Because by the first week, someday I will go back and listen to my very first game. Because I went into that with no stress, being like, I'm just going to be me like they told me to be.
Yeah.
By the end of that game, I was like, I will never speak again. I am the worst person on earth. And then every week after that, I studied these teams like it was going to be a test. And I spent the whole game with 80 pages of notes being like, Is it time to say this factoid?
Pablo Sandoval was the last person to hit the ball there.
I didn't watch the game. I wish I could go back and just watch the game and go, fuck these people.
Yeah.
Fuck these people. I insist upon, but I had no backup. My team was great. The people in the booth with me were so supportive.
Send 100 pence.
Other than 100 pence, Steven Nelson and Heidi Watney. Other than that, Apple was like, hey, can you make them not be mad at you? And I was like, but you picked me, and you know what I do. You signed up for this. Mm. Help. Please help. Mm. They announced me as an analyst. Mm. When they put out the press release and it said analyst Katie Nolan, I was like, I'm fucked. Mm. I'm fucked. Mm.
This is a problem. I feel like, look, I don't want a soapbox. You know what I'm saying?
Please do.
Like this is a problem
at the Dallas barbecue
today. Is that, let me take another sip.
Yeah, please.
Motherfuckers will hire you because of who you are and be like, yo, be you. And then when you be you, they'd be like, can you not be you?
Hey, be less you. Be you more be like this person that is...
We thought was going to be here.
And I'm like, hey, I am not going to lie. I'm not going to come out here and be like, I'm a baseball expert. I'm not. And also when you tried to hire me and I said no, because I first was like, I think I'm the wrong person. There's no room for me in a booth.
Wrong Nolan.
They sold me. They called me up and were like, no, we want to change the way the booth is. We want it to feel like a podcast during a game. We want the fan perspective. Sometimes you need to be humbled later in your career.
Yeah.
And boy was I. And boy was I.
A victory light. A victory light.
Salud. You know what I'm saying? But listen. You're killing it now.
I'm back into loving baseball. That's all it gave me. I'm obsessed with baseball now.
You got the casuals, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of which I was an illustrious guest. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yes, one of our earliest. Thank you for coming. We're going to have you back.
Got to. And I think that is the perfect vehicle for you because it hits everything you just said you were trying to hit.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, yo, I want to have fun talking about sports.
Yes.
I don't want to fucking give you a take that you're then going to dissect on the internet.
Take now.
It's a take economy.
And that's great. It's good for certain people. But like clipping our podcast, I realized that I'm like, oh, I don't really say anything clippable. It's kind of just about making the people who show up to listen to the podcast feel like sports are for me. They're not talking over me. They're not yelling at me.
Right.
They're not condescending to me. They're just going, hey, I watched this game. Wasn't
How do you
that,
not know that
cool? Right. It's like I just think, especially as the world is getting more like men are this way and women are this way.
Mars and Venus.
I'm like, hey, sports are for everybody. I'm seeing a lot of TikTok content come up on my algorithm. There's a lot of bad stuff. I'm seeing a lot of women be like, men get to take days off because a big sports game is happening. What do women get? And I'm like, a big sports game is happening. A big sports game is happening. It's not just for men. It's for all of us. And if you have men in your life that are sports fans and you think it's just for them, get into it.
Yeah.
Try getting into it. Because sports are for everybody. Women's sports are for everybody. Men's sports are for everybody. It's the last real live thing we have. No one knows what's going to happen until it's over. Everything else is scripted, it's managed, and that's great. That's great in ways, but like the last thing where you can, in a fun way, not know what's gonna happen. Not in a political way where you're like, what the fuck's gonna happen? It's just like, you can go in knowing what this team's about and what this team's about and what their history is. No one knows what's gonna happen, which is why like overtime is the most insane thing you can have because it's like, we didn't think it was going to go this far. We need extra time to figure out what's going to happen. It's the most intense and like emotionally, I love sports.
Let me tell you something. I was talking about the Bruins. I was talking about the Devils. The one game that the Devils won in the first round, I was there at the Rock at Prudential. And they went into a double overtime.
Amazing. It's the best.
Sudden death?
Sudden death overtime in the playoffs is crazy.
Crazy! I didn't even understand.
It's the best.
It was my first playoff hockey game.
Yeah.
I go there. Again, double overtime, Devils win,
yeah.
Sudden death, everybody goes crazy because it's such a And then when it says like,
Well, because it's perfect, because in basketball, it's like rarely will the score in overtime get too out of hand.
Right.
So the final basket's always going to kind of be momentous. Whereas in hockey, you could score three goals right away. If you had to go a full overtime period, the one team could score three goals and then you could just be waiting. And then when the overtime period's up, the win happens. So what you want is when the goal is scored, the place erupts or deflates.
Oh.
And so it's perfect.
Maybe you could speak to this, because this is the first time I've ever seen this in life. People, the Jumbotron kept focusing on people drinking beer out of their shoe. Okay? I don't know if y'all know this. The Prudential Center is located in Newark, New Jersey, where if you walk around, your feet are touching things that you wouldn't want to touch with your hands, especially not your mouth. So watching that happen, is that a part of like hockey culture? Is that like white people culture? What is that?
Well, it's certainly white people culture. I first encountered a shoey.
A shoey? That's what it's called? A shoey.
There you go. Racing, I think, was the first sport where I was. It's a thing. It's a thing I still to this day, because if I were to take off my shoe, and I won't because it's full of dog hair. It's crazy. When I go to security at the airport and I take my shoes off, the amount of dog hair inside the shoe, because of, I guess, where I store them and how sheddy Myrtle is, I won't be taking my shoe off. But it
might boost our numbers if you did.
Absorbent. The inside of my shoe is absorbent.
I'm just saying, you could.
Why would if you want it?
I'll put a straw in between your toes.
Oh my God, you see? Look. You look. And that's not even, this isn't my worst chew.
Am I filthy?
I think I'm pig pen.
That's not.
Everywhere I go, I think I'm pig,
a lot. Your dog just sheds a lot.
And how am I supposed to get it out of there? I've tried to vacuum. We got one of those horsepower ducks. Have you ever seen a horsepower duck? It's a handheld vacuum, but it's got horsepower, so it like really, I'm really derailing this. We're in a Dallas barbecue.
It's fine.
I've tried to do that inside my shoe. It still doesn't fix it.
That's wild. You got to take out the insole, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, do you think the people that are drinking it out of their shoe are taking out the insole?
I hope not. That shit looks, that.
Either way, it's absorbing. It's
clogged. Yeah. We're not, it's nasty, it's crazy.
It's really nasty.
Yeah.
They're pretty clean, though.
They're very clean. Those are the cleanest Stan Smiths I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, because those are usually cooked.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Pretty crazy. Anyway, my foot's out. So, 10 million views on YouTube.
Let's go!
I still have, somebody should check, but I think I still have 5 stars on WikiFeet.
Can we get, if you put your foot right here, this is doing 1 million views. You know what I'm saying? But we're not doing that.
Only feet.
Yeah, I don't want to see my foot. By the way, I did a video where I showed my feet.
Oh, God.
Comments, absolutely bonkers.
How big, what size shoe?
12. Wrinkly soles.
Oh.
Apparently, they're the thing with foot finishes.
Wrinkly soles. Here's the thing, I was a dancer as a child, and so my feet are all fucking discombobulated. They're not right.
It's normal.
And I got hairy toes because I'm Italian.
Hey!
Gabagool hairy toes.
497.
497? Woo! Listen, if you were a defensive lineman and you ran that at the combine, you'd be happy with yourself.
I gotta check, because last I saw there were pictures of people's feet who weren't mine. So maybe I just need to correct the record. It'll go back up to 5.
It will. Yo, all you fake Katie Nolans out there showing your feet, stop fucking up her.
Stop fucking it up.
Her KD.
Those aren't. Which, by the way, I finally got over one.
Let's go!
Finally got, I'm like a 1-1.
Call of Duty chat.
Yeah.
KD is over 1.
That's right.
You know what I'm
saying? Finally.
Yeah?
It was at like 9-7 for so long.
Have you ever seen athletes post like their video game stuff and then like gamers in the comments are like, bro, 0.75 KD, you're ass. You must be getting carried every time. I'm like, yo,
whatever.
Come on. Relax.
I play a lot of multiplayer. You die a lot.
Relax. I'm the high chameleon, bro. That's me. Like, I have stupid skins.
Yes. Bro. But that Seth Rogen shit's bothering me.
Yeah, we talked about
that
shit.
So long. When you go to like, oh, what rewards did I earn from this? By the way, if you're playing Warzone, when you open a crate and that money goes like, pa-ching!
Yeah,
everybody hears it. Like, why don't you just tell them where I am?
Yeah, just put
them. Just put a big marker on me.
Bing, bing, bing.
I put this suppressor on my gun just for design.
Yes, for aesthetics.
Jesus Christ.
We're getting into Call of Duty.
Pa-ching!
Come kill me.
Seth Rogen, and I love Seth Rogen. The game's making me hate him.
Yo, it's nuts.
I'm upset.
we talked about this shit. We talked about that earlier, and like, it's getting out of hand. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you're a veteran of Call of Duty.
Yeah, sure. It's been a couple of years.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years.
Six, seven, eight.
You know, we have, you know, gone through. We have seen the evolution, the Fortniteification of Call of Duty.
Yes.
So I'm just like, bro, can I just be a regular dude?
Yes.
With a ski mask.
Maybe we don't have to be a anime girl with a motorcycle helmet that goes like, ooh, woo. Maybe we need to just pretend we're at war and not wear a crop top. Okay. Maybe we need to just be wearing, I don't know, armor of some kind and not cargo pants.
What is this? Are hanging off my hips. God damn it.
Okay. Oh, I just got killed by an orb. What is this? I'm at war.
This is a war zone.
On Earth.
This is a war zone.
It says it in the name. I've answered the call of duty. Why is there a bunny here?
Listen, a bunny shot me, and then I fell, and then Kevin Durant came and finished me off.
Oh, my God.
And then Lionel Messi came and teabagged me.
There's a guy. I don't think they meant it to be this, but there is a guy that looks like Jaylen Brown in the game. Every time I see him, I go, Jaylen Brown.
JB?
Fucked up. That's fucked up. I'm on your side, JB. I'm one of you.
We're riding with you.
How dare you?
And speaking of Boston athletes.
Yeah.
This
it's really filling out here.
Yeah.
I love this. You know I'm feeling the energy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
A victory light. A victory light.
It's a perfect time to wrap it up, you know what I'm saying, with this final segment, because as you said earlier, you know, when we're vibing, it's hard to clip.
Yes.
This is the clippable section.
Oh, here
we go.
You
know what I'm saying? This one's called Whose Athlete Is This? You know what I'm saying? Because there is people that have played both sides, you know what I mean? They've been New York guys and they've been Boston guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, depending on what you and I decide.
I love this. I love this.
Are they a New York guy or are they a Boston guy?
Okay.
You know? First off, we're gonna start a little obscure here, right?
Why start obscure?
Not really obscure. There should be more attention on this. The Women's Hockey League.
PWHL.
Shout out. Hillary Knight.
Hillary Knight's Boston.
It's Boston?
Yeah.
You claim her?
Yeah.
Hillary.
She's ours. I'll fight you for it. Nobody would even notice. We could probably have the first few fisticuffs.
Over Hillary Knight?
They go, did you guys want nachos? but yes, Hillary Knight's ours. Sorry, next.
Okay. So Hillary Knight, Boston. All right, Hillary, listen. Yeah. I'll text you. We'll talk later.
Sure.
I claim you. You're from the Bronx.
She is? See, I didn't even know that. She's ours.
Technically, because I said so, she's from the Bronx.
She's mine.
Roger Clemens.
Ours.
The Rocket.
He's ours.
He's yours?
In my mind, he's ours. Make a counterpoint.
Win a couple rings.
So?
With the Yanks.
So what? Who didn't back then?
Who
didn't back then?
All right, you got him. All right. Hillary Knight, Roger Clemens, Boston people. Johnny Damon.
Ours. I mean, you can have him. I won't fight for him, but he was ours.
He's yours.
He looked crazy on the Yankees. I'm like, there's no way. And then he did, and I was like, oh. And then I think he was on the Yankees when he did that Monday Night Raw. Where he like yelled out something embarrassing. God, look it up. Where he was like, Monday Night Raw. He was on the Yankees. So you can have him. These ours, but you can have him.
Johnny. All right, okay. So all right, we'll split Johnny. Pedro Martinez.
Ours. Are you fucking kidding me?
He said, the Yankees are my daddy.
Yeah.
That's one.
Okay.
Number two, he's Dominican. So I'm pulling him this way.
Okay, as a white, I can't really chime in on that part. But my mom went up to him at the Emmys, the ones I lost. She went up to him and she said,
that's a flex in and of itself.
She was like, hey, oh my God, it's Pedro. And I was like, be cool. And she went up to him and she grabbed his hands and she said, I love you. And Pedro said, I love you too.
That's
and I was
a Dominican
like, that's
man.
My guy.
That's a Dominican boy.
Fucking
yeah, baby.
Guy.
Come on. It's in the Dominican
that's
Constitution.
That's my fucking guy.
If you are a Dominican man, you must flirt.
Yes.
With
he did.
Women regardless
with
of age.
His wife was with
doesn't
him.
Doesn't matter.
And my mom, she was
flirt.
This little woman who was like, you held my heart for so much of my mom's like a huge red sock. She was like, I love you.
Oh, you love me.
I love you.
I love you
so
too.
Much.
I love you too.
It was perfect.
That's why I win for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I win for you.
That's actually what happened.
That's my Theo.
And so
you
he's mine.
That's my Theo.
So
you know
he's
saying?
Ours.
Yeah, you can have him. You know what I'm saying? You can have him.
So far you just have half of Johnny Damon.
I have half of Johnny Damon.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
On all your right. own show.
You know what I'm saying? Again, using Dominican math.
Okay.
Don't even try to. Okay. Okay. Mr. Horford. Yeah, yeah. I would like to claim him. But I'd be open to the argument if you would like to claim him instead.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying we're claiming Al. I'm claiming Al even though he right now he is the enemy. But I'm still claiming him because on the off chance the Knicks lose this series, I will congratulate Al Horford and only Al Horford.
Okay? That's it? What about me?
And you, of course. I'll FaceTime you. I'll be like, yo, congratulations. Don't tell nobody. Don't record this. You know? Last one.
Screenshot it.
This is a big one. Babe Ruth.
Okay.
Babe Ruth. Who famous historian the Kid Merrill exposed as a secret Dominican.
What? Yes.
Babe Ruth is Dominican.
What
I told Jay Williams this years ago.
And what was this? And what was it? If I missed that, was it?
Babe Ruth. Okay, a lot of people speculate, was Babe Ruth black? And I'm like, yes, not only was he black, he was also ethnically Dominican. A lot of people don't know that.
Okay.
Baby Hru. Baby Hru is his birth name, and he changed it to Babe Ruth.
You can have him.
To anglicize it.
Take him.
Take him?
I mean, clearly he was so important to us that it fucked us up when he left.
For 100 years.
For 86. But I think, like, I don't think I'd be the Red Sox fan that I am today if it weren't for the years of misery caused by, allegedly, the trade of Babe Ruth. So yes. I feel like so you can have him if you want him.
We
so
got Babe Ruth.
You have Babe Ruth, kind of Al Horford, and half of Johnny Damon. Damon.
That sounds like a dream blunt rotation. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I took a huge L. On whose athlete is this? I think I got half of Johnny Damon, Al Horford, and Babe Ruth. Not a great blunt rotation, you know what I'm saying? So I gotta win on my show, goddammit. So we are gonna do Guess the City by the Headline. First one, headless body in topless bar. This is a famous one.
Boston only has two. So I would say New York.
Ding, 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 you got it.
They're right next to each other. One for the girls with dads, and one is for the girls without.
Yeah! My theory...
Go to the one without. It's the better show.
My theory is, if you go to the gentleman's club, and it smells like bleach and feet, that's where that's where the first dancers dance.
Yeah.
The other ones are dancing at places frequented by, like, Eric Adams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, they got
Eric Adams, friend of the show? I don't know. I never know.
Friend of Veneers.
I could see him loving your podcast. Oh, I could see you not wanting to have him on.
I love it up here. You know what I like to do instead of mayoring? Getting drunk in the middle of the day. Give me some sticky wings.
Is he still our mayor?
This is a great restaurant.
Is he running?
For the time being.
Is he in the re-election?
He is not. Is he? No, right?
A stand-up.
Because
there's a stand-up comedian, I think she just dropped out, but there was a stand-up comedian in the race, which is like a good sign
that
things
sign.
Are going well.
Not a recession indicator at all.
If a stand-up wants to be your mayor.
Your mayor? Speaking of mayors, the mayor wants to ban flip-flops, baggy pants.
Boston. Yeah, that's racism. That screams racism. Less the flip-flop, more the baggy.
I want to ban flip-flops in New York City.
Because for men.
For everybody.
For men. No, mostly for men.
For men, but for everybody, because when you walk around New York City, something happens to the bottom of your foot. When you're wearing flip-flops.
Where you think nothing gross happened, and you get home and you look, and you're like, what the fuck?
Did I walk barefoot through West Virginia?
Yeah. And if you don't want to be the kind of person that gets into their bed with that on the bottom of their feet, that means you have to wash your feet every day, which is wild. So,
I got big, crusty feet, so I wash mine constantly. You know what I mean? Because they're offensive if I don't.
Sure. Mine are tiny and sexy.
That's right. You know what I mean? You can fast forward, rewind back. You know what I'm saying? And you can get an idea.
4.97.
Yeah.
Ah!
You get there. 5.0 after this.
Yeah.
Next one is, suspect throws lobster at opponent during fish market brawl.
Is it obviously Boston?
Boston.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, what do you mean? Who Boston. Else is throwing a lobster? That's an expensive projectile.
That is, a lobster?
That's gonna cost you quite a bit. That's not a, what's the thing Red Lobster got caught using as lobsters?
fucking like.
They're like chanterelles. That's a.
Chanterelles?
It's something like that.
I went to school with another chanterelle. That's crazy.
There's some name for it. It's like.
Cops coming to get you.
Fuck. Oh, God damn it. God, what is the name for like a cheap lobster? Langoustine.
Langoustine.
Langoustine. It came to me. It never comes to
me.
It's
like broccolini.
Yeah, they were the Red Lobster got caught using langoustines as lobsters.
Never do that. Boston, New York, Boston. Okay, so we got two Boston, one New York. Next, President Ford to the city, drop dead.
Told that city to drop dead, yes. New York.
Yeah. Of course, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody same, has, same.
Loves to hate. Ford.
I get it. I'm a Ford Motors girl.
Yeah.
Is that related?
You're don't a hater, so. Ford.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why you're not here. Is he dead?
He must have died.
Yeah.
Certainly he's dead.
He's out of here, so you know what? You don't matter, champ.
But thank you for the assembly line. It wasn't him.
It wasn't even him. It was Henry.
It wasn't him.
250-pound peacock destroys $500 worth of booze at a liquor store.
New York.
Of course.
Because it'd be a packy if it was Boston. That's what we call a liquor store.
A package store. Okay.
You know, which I understand in different contexts could be read as a racial slur. But it's a package store,
package.
And short for that, P-A-C-K-Y.
Got you. Not P-A-K-I. That is racial.
No. You said that on me.
You said that on me. Last one. Town warns residents. If you're in floodwater, you are in sewage.
New York.
Wrong. You thought. You heard the word sewage.
As a woman who owned property in Hoboken when the hurricane hit, I thought the sewage floodwater was New York and New Jersey for sure.
No, Chris Christie was drinking it by the glass.
Oh my God.
He was like, I love this.
And it shows.
Yo, his fupa was full of sewage water.
Yeah, that's right. You know remember him in the baseball uniform?
Yes. That's when the fupa was on full display.
That's when everybody was like, what the fuck?
What are you?
What the fuck?
Bruh. You look like Dr. Robotnik had sex with Humpty Dumpty.
Which is crazy because baseball, you do see non-athlete bodies in the uniform
because
the manager.
Yeah.
And so it's like if a baseball manager was built with like Chris Christie, you'd be like, what's up?
This is crazy.
What's going on?
Listen, we spoke about Pedro earlier.
Dr.
Rest
Robotnik.
In peace, Don Zimmer. Don Zimmer was the closest thing I've ever seen.
Don Zimmer.
To Chris Christie.
Don Zimmer.
In a baseball uniform.
Toss.
You see the fitted on Katie's head? That means that her brain is protected from 5G rays. That means her mind, her third eye is fully dilated. She's ready. Katie. This is the tinfoil fitted segment where we give you this helmet of protection so that you can speak truth to power and tell us a conspiracy theory that you believe to be true 1,000%.
1,000%. Not one I kind of think is true. One I definitely agree with and believe in.
In your heart.
I think that Twitter specifically, but most of the internet at this point is bots interacting with each other.
With each other.
I think dead internet theory is, if not currently true, becoming true.
So it's
I feel like there was a period a couple, maybe like a year ago now, when I watched bots training themselves in replies to tweets, where they would, Magic Johnson Twitter, where they would just basically repeat to you what you said, but in like a more sterile manner. And I feel like now, they're gone, which means they just blend in better. I don't think people stopped trying to train bots. I think
update.
The bots became trained, and now that's why sometimes I'll click on like a tweet, like what's everybody else saying about this, and they're saying all the things that I'm like, I would never have thought that. That to me is bots because it's moving. I think once people realized that our emotions and our opinions could drive politics, we were cooked. I think they realized that all you have to do is infect their conversation with something that rings true to them, even if it's not true anymore, and that will drive them politically. And I think we watched that happen, and I'm pretty sure most of the people you're interacting with or watching interact with other people online
are bots.
Bots on bots on bots.
It's like, I'm safe to say it because I have the hat on, right? Like, it's clearly like I'm just saying a thing. I had to pick the thing I think is true.
This is true. You know what else is true?
It also helps me because when people are mean to me online, I just go, that's a bot.
That's a bot.
That's a fucking bot. That's a bot. Don't listen to that.
Bot.
That's a bot.
Reply, bot. Or just a little bot emoji.
Exactly.
Also, it's a very momentous occasion, y'all, on Victory Light.
Why?
Because you are the first white person to don the tinfoil fitting.
You know really?
Yes. You know what I'm saying? The first one. Make some noise. God damn it. Make some noise for Katie Nolan. God damn it. Turn it away for 10 seconds. Make some noise for Katie. God damn it. Your bots are talking to your bots, okay? All you kids want to be NPCs.
It's bots,
you're
bots, bots,
bots.
I wish I was born an NPC. It really is the way to live, to just go like, none of this so fucking matters.
None of this matters.
I'm just here to help you on your journey. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Here's five phrases. I'm going to repeat them.
Right.
Bump into me the fifth time. I'm going to say the first one you heard
exactly.
The first time.
Exactly. Oh, good to see you again. Thanks for frequenting my shop.
Yo.
That's me. That's what I wish I was.
We're going to start talking about video games for another 2 hours. Yo, this is motherfucking Victory Light, you bitch. You know what I'm saying? Katie Nolan is in the building. This is your boy, the Camaro, the human durag, because I keep it wavy. You know, and we are day drinking and having a good ass time. You know what I'm saying? I followed that pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Point.
You asked all of these. I was going to look at these and there was no question. You asked all of these.
That's what we do.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Go Celtics, go Celtics, go Celtics. Put that in. Leave that in. Go Celtics. I really don't think you guys are going to win this.
Hey,
I think
look.
It's on us. I think we have to win.
Paul Pierce, nipple pierce, ear pierce, Knicks and five. You know what I'm saying? It's Victory Light, baby. Holla at your boy. We out of here.
A Victory Light. Light.
A Victory Light.